Well, come on down to the Bar Talk Happy Hour, where producer Raymond and Odie Coyote got the power. We'll spin the tunes that'll make you dance all night. Serving up some country hits, oh, it's a real delight. Grab your drink, join the crowd, let the good times roll. Classic honky tonk to the songs. Producer Raven's on the beats making the speakers boom. And Odie Coyote's on the mic singing like there's no tomorrow. Raise a glass, let's toast to the Bar Talk Happy Hour, where the party never stops, it's a real country power. So put on your boots, let's two-step through the night. At the Bar Talk Happy Hour, we're gonna do it right.
Welcome everybody to the Bar Talk Happy Hour. I'm Odie Coyote, welcome to the show. Our feature topic this week, this country artist is going to be joining Chris Stapleton on this 2026 tour. That is our feature topic of the week. And also, let's talk about a couple that's putting a reset on their own relationship. We'll talk all about that. And also, coming up on the show, dairy. Why? Is it all getting recalled, it seems like, all at once? Your favorite cheddar is probably missing from the store, and we'll tell you why. Why so much? Well, we got all that coming up on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. I'm feeling pretty good this week. Let's see. Producer Raven and I have like the same work schedule dynamic. And if you know anything about like work schedules with your spouse, how would you guys feel like if your spouse had the exact same work schedule as you? You guys left, you guys came home. Heck, you guys even worked at the same place. Actually, you have the same job. How would you guys feel about that? That much time with your spouse? Well, guess what, Producer Raven and I, that's our reality. I want to share a little bit about that coming up on the show and what it's like working with your spouse 24/7. There is no separation. We are glued at the hip. What all that's about, and what would you do it? Would you be willing to have that much time with your spouse? All coming up this week on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Check us out, bartalkhappyhour.com. Let us know your thoughts. We got all the great music all coming up, so stick around. It's all right here coming up, and here's the songs this week on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Welcome back to the Bar Talk Happy Hour. That was Aaron Copland with Lovin' On You right here. Yeah, we got some great stories this week, as Producer Raven always does. Get this. 20 states affected by the FDA's deadly cheese recall. You heard it here. On January 6th, the FDA upgraded a cheese recall to a class 1. The most serious level. Warning that your cheddar, the products may contain deadly Listeria bacteria. That's a great gift to get after the holidays, ain't it? Mm. The affected cheeses come from, I'm going to mispronounce this.
Locatelli.
Locatelli, Pina, Boar's Head, Member's Mark, which is Sam's Club, and Embriola. Did I say that right? Cool.
I believe so.
And were sold in 20 U.S. states, including Wisconsin, the cheese capital of America. Consumers in the listed states are urged to check their refrigerators as the cheese can spread across state lines. Listeria infection can cause symptoms such as headache, fever, muscle aches, confusion, diarrhea, severe cases. It can even progress to invasive listeriosis. It sounds like, and I said, I'm not kidding. This one says listeriosis. I'm sorry. I shouldn't joke about it. When I read that, I had to do it like that. I'm sorry. But in all seriousness, you don't want it. It sounds bad. It's horrible. You don't want Harry Potter giving you listeriosis. Sorry. I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. I apologize. All right, guys. But yeah, it can cause serious organ damage or death within 1 to 4 weeks. The mortality rate is about 30%, according to the World Health Organization. AKA, thou ate that cheese.
It has turned.
It has turned. Yes. If you guys know the comedian I am referencing, please let me know. BartalkHappyHour.com. All right. Inside Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani's relationship, quote, reset, and the real work behind it. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani have dismissed divorce rumors publicly, but privately are making changes to strengthen their marriage. After months of speculation and few public appearances, the couple has agreed to a, quote, deliberate reset, focusing on spending more time together, according to schedules, and avoiding long-distance strain. Insiders say they acknowledge drifting apart and are now prioritizing date nights and a romantic getaway. While Shelton jokes about the rumors, sources say both are committed to reconnecting and protecting their relationship. I love it. We're getting so close to Cupid's Day and the time of year where I better have something for Raven, otherwise I'm sleeping in the doghouse.
I only ask for one thing every year.
She wants her strawberry-covered or chocolate-covered strawberries. All right, guys, moving on. We got our feature topic of the week. Right now, you guys aren't going to believe this, but who is Chris Stapleton partnering up for his tour in 2026? We'll tell you all about it. And also, got to tell you about Raven and I's work relationship dynamic update. It's quite unique, and would you do it, what we're doing? That is all coming up. Coming up straight ahead here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. You don't want to miss it. We also have our feature artist of the week, Trent Cowie. We have your concerts, good news of the week, so much more. So stick around. It's all coming up right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Keep it clicked right here. We'll be right back with more on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Welcome back to the show. Odie Coyote and producer Raven here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Well, this week, our feature topic, we got two of them for you guys. It's a double header. Get this, from dream collab to tour mate, how Lainey Wilson manifested her spot on Chris Stapleton's tour. See, Chris Stapleton, like a year or two, was opening for George Strait on George Strait's stadium tour. Now, he gets to get Lainey Wilson opening for him. That's right. Chris Stapleton has expanded his 2026 All-American Roadshow with 24 additional dates and an upgraded lineup of openers, including Lainey Wilson and Zach Top, that will open select shows alongside a rotating cast that includes Ashley McBride, Maggie Rose, Grace Porter, or Potter, excuse me, I'm so sorry, Nikki Lane, and Mike Campbell, and the Dirty Knobs. I haven't heard. What am I missing on the dirt with the Dirty Knobs?
I don't know.
Why haven't I heard of them?
I don't know. Maybe we should check them out later.
I guess I'm just not into mainstream country. But it's going to be a great, 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 great tour. So y'all stick around. It's got all the great songs that you're going to love, from musicianship to authenticity. That's what Chris Stapleton's absolutely known about. And you know Wilson's going to just kick it. She's long admired Stapleton's ability to blend traditional country, soul, and storytelling qualities, she said, inspired her own music and live performances. That admiration sparked speculation about whether she manifested, quote-unquote, the opportunity or already knew the collaboration was coming, especially since insiders note her team had been planning for 2026 well in advance. It's all going to kick off on February 26th and dates begin in the U.S. on March 20th in Thackerville, Oklahoma. All right, guys, got to talk to you guys about this real quick. So producer Raven and I, we'd love to tell you that the Bar Talk Happy Hour pays all of our bills and provides everything we need. And all we do all week is just the Bar Talk Happy Hour. But sadly, that is not the case. We do this because we love it, not because we make a bunch of money at it. So in order for producer Raven and I to make money, we both work regular day jobs. And we both just so happen in the last couple of months, I kid you not, we both were, and I'm not going to say the company, I will tell you that we work for a large broadcasting company who operates hundreds of stations all around the United States. So you kind of narrows that down quite a bit, doesn't it? And producer Raven and I are both on the television side. We work as master control operators in the same media operations center. And our desks are literally right behind each other. And we have the coolest boss ever because While we keep our professional relationship diverse, I guess, if you will, we focus on our work when we're there. We do sit relatively close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, how cool is that? We literally go to work at the same time, have the same schedule, and we get to work with each other. And then we come home, then we do Bar Talk Happy Hour stuff. We do stuff for radio, and we do stuff for our personal life. How cool is that to have your spouse with you that much? Now, some people I know, and you guys are probably wondering about this, probably like the space. Like, you love your spouse and you love your kids, but sometimes work is kind of your domain to be who you want. Because God knows what Raven could say about me at work to my coworkers, right? She knows every one of my secrets. She knows every one of my quirks. She knows every lie I might want to tell. So I get away with nothing.
But I don't.
But she gets the same thing. She doesn't get away. And we literally started the same job about a month apart from, or actually 2 months apart from each other. So that is how it worked. And yeah, we work together. Daytime, nighttime. Would you do that? Do you think that you and your spouse or significant other could work at the same job, the same role, the same essentially amount of money, and be okay? Could your relationship survive? That is the question. I don't know. We're going to see. Raven and I have been married actually for 10 years now, and we've been together a whole lot longer than that. So if anyone could do it, I think we can, right?
Right.
We do this show every week and you don't kill us. We haven't killed each other.
I was going to say, we haven't killed each other yet, so.
It's happening. But yeah, I would love to know what you guys think. I think it's great. I think producer Raven and I are a match made in heaven, and I love having her around. It saves a whole lot on gas. I can tell you that. Well, one, we don't have gas. We have an electric car. But number two, it saves on transportation.
The volts.
Yeah, saves on the volts. I love it. Our feature artist, though, got to move on, kind of keep things moving along here, is Trent Cowie. We haven't featured him yet on the show with his brand new song called Moving On. He is a Texas singer-songwriter who blends traditional country storytelling with rock's edge and a high-energy, hard country sound. Raised in Magnolia, I say that right. Yeah, Magnolia, Texas. He developed a passion for songwriting early and taught himself guitar in high school. After years of working in West Texas oil fields while playing gigs, he committed fully to music, opening for acts like Tracy Lawrence and Pat Green and performing at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. His 2024 album, Checking Boxes and Crossing Lines, showcases his range from working class anthems to heartfelt acoustic songs rooted in real emotion. Here he is right now on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Give it up for Trent Cowie with his song called Moving On. We'll be back with your concerts and good news of the week coming up. Here's your Bar Talk Happy Hour good news of the week.
In an astonishing upset at the Australian Open in Melbourne, amateur golfer Jordan Smith outplayed the world's top champion Jan Niksener to claim a $1 million prize in a thrilling one-hole playoff that captivated fans worldwide. The 25-year-old underdog sank a dramatic putt under intense pressure. Spectators cheered wildly as Smith celebrated his improbable victory. Tournament organizers hailed it as a testament to perseverance. Experts predict this win could launch his professional career. Andy Sanchez reporting.
Have another cold one. We'll be right back with more Bar Talk Happy Hour on tap coming up right after this.
Kinfo, they're on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. For you podcast listeners, I just scared the crap out of you. But that was Kinfo. I love that song called Honky Tonk in Heaven. I have to remember that when we do these segments, that there's also a portion of the show that doesn't have music to it for the podcast because of royalties and whatnot. And I just scared the crap out of everyone. And I didn't even think about it. I was too pumped up by that song. I really
was. It's not Halloween yet.
I know, but I'm still going to scare people. Anyway, concerts that coming up here this week on February 6th. Go check out Hudson Westbrook in Madison, Wisconsin. And on February 7th, you can go check out Cody Johnson in Birmingham. I'm sorry. I digress, Lord. I apologize.
You're having too much fun.
I'm having too much fun. Birmingham, Alabama for Cody Johnson. Love to go see that one. Yeah. So we made it through another show. Producer Raven didn't kill me. We worked together well. I just thought that was pretty cool. But, you know, let us know what you guys think. I'm still hung up on this idea that, you know, what Raven and I have is really unique. We get paid at the same work and the same job and all that. I know there's husbands and wives that have stores and whatnot, but it's pretty dang unique to work for a company and you both do the same thing. And the amount of time, the much time in the day that we get to spend with each other really is something. Anyway, guys, let us know. Remember, drinking ain't the sin. Being drunk is. Get your butts to church on Sundays. And we'll see you guys next week right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Thank you for listening to the preceding broadcast of the Bar Talk Happy Hour. The broadcast is copyrighted and may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted in any way without the express written permission from the show creator. For comments and questions, please contact us online, bartalkhappyhour.com.